Tom, you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
We can.
All right.
Congratulations, Tom.
No, thanks, Schultz. It was a heck of a win, and guys really played well, and that's a heck of a hockey team.
You guys played with a lot of pace tonight.
No, we did.
Was that the goal?
Well, yeah. Well, it wasn't even the pace as much as I thought we made more plays, and I thought our puck possession was so much better than last night. Our defensemen played the best. They played the best game they played this year, and I just thought again that we had five guys. I just thought again we played in groups of five, and I know that's the new buzzword with in hockey, but it is. We had good short passes. We were making 2 to 3 passes up ice. Our horizontal plays were good. That helped our puck possession and helped our drives and our low play, all that stuff. So I was just really happy with, how we move the puck and how we maintain puck possession.
Well, and you blocked 22 shots tonight, Tom. I mean, it was hard for them, particularly in the third period, to get it on the net because your guys were getting in front of it.
That's good to see. I didn't know that, but that's good. A little sacrifice. That's how you got to win these games.
Elias Rosen makes one heck of a play, circles back behind the net, and he feeds a beautiful pass to Wills Mullick, who just uncorked one.
No, it was a big-time play, and it was great. Our defensive core, like I said, they played the best. I think collectively it was the best. It was the best game they played this year, and Rosie was at a high level tonight.
Well, you guys seemed to shoot the puck a little bit more tonight, too. Was that talked about?
No, we had just puck possession. I mean, when you're going to possess it, when you have puck possession, I mean, and you're coming in groups of five, you're going to have that ability of shooting. I mean, we weren't chasing the game. And when you're not chasing the game and you're actually dictating, you're dictating the pace and you're dictating the play like we did throughout a lot of stretches, you're going to have shots.
I'm guessing you didn't necessarily like the timing of some of those penalties that were called that you guys were in the box for, but boy, your penalty kill looked pretty darn good tonight.
No, our penalty kill came through, and we've been fighting it. We've been fighting it a little bit this year, as you know. And I thought our guys were. I thought we played hard. I thought we had good. I thought we had good defensive side positioning. I think really like good D side positioning with our killers, and we got good clears, and we were pretty good up ice, and that was the biggest thing. We got to get back to being really effective up ice, and I thought we were.
Well, obviously you switched things up a little bit with some different players in the lineup, and Matias in goal. That's something you usually do, right? After a performance like last night?
No, I mean it's nobody's fault. Like, there's no faults of anybody, but as a coach, you just gotta once in a while. You just got to change. Sometimes nothing changes if nothing changes, and sometimes you just got to do some things. And you got to get some new guys in. It's amazing if you haven't played a lot. The spark guys are going to give. They're they're going to give everything they have, and you just got to do those things as a coach. And you can't worry about it. You got to go with it. And more times than not, it's a good move actually. And we had a lot of new guys in there. We mixed some lines around, and. And our guys responded.
Tom, no coaches show next week because you're playing on Wednesday, but I know a bunch of Beaver fans are headed down to Arizona with you. What's it going to be like for you and the team to be traveling for a holiday weekend with a bunch of Beaver fans?
Well, it'll be fun, but it's a business trip, too. It's not a vacation, and that's the one thing I have to – well, I addressed it to a couple guys about a week ago. I said it in fun, but I'm going to really bring it up tomorrow when we have practice tomorrow. We're going to have a meeting, and bottom line is it's not a pleasure trip. It's a business trip, and it's very difficult and very hard to win, and it's very hard to win there.
Best of luck, Tom.
Thanks.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. The Beavers hang on to win this one by the final score of 4-3.